Welcome to another episode of Settle Down, It's a Society. I am Joel Carpen, and I am joined by the once again under-equipped, severely frustrated Santo Palomara. How are you, Santo?
Good morning, all. Good morning, Joel. How are you? It's great to see your lovely face, as always.
Yeah, thank you
Charming,
very much, mate.
Happy. Got your cupboard half open.
I've been criticised that. Hang on, so I'll just go and close that. You know what? You're not the first person to have brought that up. Yeah, I
just thought I knew if I threw that at you, it'll drive you mad through the whole thing.
There you go. So is having the cupboard half open, is that like bad manners or bad housekeeping or something, or is it just something?
I don't know. You know, I think it's one of those things that. It's like toilet doors. They need to be shut.
I don't know what that is. Oh, the toilet door. Fuck.
When you're finished. I mean, just shut the door. I'm just old school. A lot of things.
Yeah.
Put your chair in. You know, when you finish your meal, you know, knife and fork on one side, all that type of thing. I got that drummed into me with my dear father, my late father.
Yeah, yeah. Look, So it's interesting that you bring up the toilet door, right? Because it's been brought up a number of times. It's actually been quite a ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Settle Down to Society, this has not been staged. All right.
It hasn't actually. We just put that. We're going to lead into this. You know, go on. Where's this going?
I built this house about 4 years ago, right? And all I said to the guy was, I want every north-facing window, obviously being in the southern hemisphere, the sun's in the north as opposed to the northern hemisphere, the sun's in the south. So having north-facing windows is a very desirable thing. And I want open spaces where you can just open up the house and you can have air flowing through, right? So one of the things that I did that I was told not to do by the builder, by the designer, by the draftsman that designed the house, by everyone, was to put a door on the toilet. And I said, I don't want people, you know, doing number twos, you know, in the ensuite. So we're talking about the ensuite, right? So
yeah,
we've got the bedroom, we've got the walk-in robe, the bathroom, the shower, and then the toilet is sort of at the back corner. So there's a wall and it's like in like a recess. So you can't see it anyway. Everyone told me to put a door on it. And I said, nah. And I got real stubborn about it. And didn't put a door on it. And it's been a very, 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 very touchy subject since I met my beautiful wife, Aloysia. And to prove it, I've actually got a teacup right now. And I don't know if you can see that, but it's a picture. And I don't want to put it over the thing, but it says, and this is how long ago this was made, right? This is made 4 years ago. When your boyfriend has a bathroom with no door, and it's got a picture of her looking very, very upset. So that was very much of a coincidence. Anyway, so how are you, Santo?
I'm very well. Can I just? I'm really well, actually. I've got to add to that. I'm going with your. I'm going with your lovely your wife on that one. I'm sorry. I've been to a couple of display places, and you see those little cubicles like what you've set up. No. I'm sorry, there's this whole business of sharing things with everyone, some couples. No, that's a space that needs to have a door. Even when I was dating and many, many years ago, like I said to you as we started this, I'm very old school. I don't need to see anything. I don't want to hear other people's bodily functions, especially my partner's or women's other bodily functions. I'm a real stickler for that sort of stuff, and it puts me off.
Yeah.
So I agree with her. Bloody door in the toilet. There's got to be just a little bit of decorum, people.
Yeah. Look, having lived with it for 4 years now, four and a half, 5 years, I actually agree. I'd never have a toilet without a door again. But at the time, but there was a bit of method behind my madness, right? Because I actually don't like en-suites at all. I don't like having a toilet in my room. Like, it's okay to go number ones, but I don't want anyone, door or no door, having a shit in my bedroom. It's that simple. All right? I just don't want it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, we've got one, and we I knew this would go down a slippery slope. We don't use the one in my wife does. Even when we get up in the middle of the night, if I got to go, I use the one in the corridor. I don't use the one in the. I know people are going to go, why would you do? We just I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just old school, I guess. But
we do the same, mate. I walk to the other side of the house.
Yes.
Actually, you know what I've been doing lately. All right. I normally get up for a piss at about probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, right? And because we've still got that puppy, right? That's, he'd only be 6 months old yep. now. And I'm still not entirely confident in his bladder. So what I do is I've just been getting him out in the backyard, letting him have a piss, and I'll just have a piss in the backyard on one of the citrus trees. So,
remind me never have one of your fucking lemons in. just FYI. If I just quickly, and we'll get on to what we need to get on to. If you ever, you will get a chance to meet Maria and have a chat, or you've met her once. I mean, we've been together for 18 years. And when it comes to bodily functions, it's two things I don't do. I don't burp in front of her, and I don't pass. So you can ask her. I don't do any of that shit. That's how old school I am.
Really?
And people are going to go, you gotta say no.
Well, for me, passing wind in my relationship is somewhat of a defense mechanism.
Are you serious?
It's a way to clear the area. It's a way to
disgusting. To myself. No. You can ask if you ever get a chance to speak to Maria. No, I don't. I reckon in 18 years by accident, maybe 3 times.
You're kidding me.
That's a fact. No, I'm not kidding you. You can ask her. Ask Maria, say, what is one thing, what is a couple of things Santo won't do in front of you? And that's all you got to say to her. And she'll explain.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it from women. I don't want to hear it from other people. It makes me laugh, though, when I see it in comedy sketches and things like that. It's hilarious. But I wouldn't do it myself. I think it's cool.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Weird. There you go. You just learned something.
No, look, mate. Each to their own. Me personally, if I was banned from farting, I'd have to leave the relationship, mate. It's such a big part of my life. Okay. So, yeah. What else? Is there anything else, Santo, going on? Because we've got a lot to talk about today.
Just work stuff, and as usual. Been busy, got in early late this morning. Yeah. But apart from that, all is well. Bit sore from gym, but you get that at 57.
Yeah.
Let's kick on.
Yeah, nothing going on my end. Just fucking packing the house and signing paperwork having
job. Yep.
Oh, fucking nightmare, mate. Moving house is probably the worst thing ever. Anyway, hey, listen. So we have the numbers are a bit deceiving, right? So the previous week, so for the Easter review, I think it was, we had maybe 70 or 80 downloads in that 1 week.
Oh, Jesus.
But then, and I thought, we're going up.
You got to listen to these two dickheads. Yep.
Yeah, finally, our talent has been realized. And then the last week for the birthday special, the numbers were back to normal, sitting around about 45 to 50 downloads, I think. However,
that's okay.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. If I was trying to make you successful, I wouldn't have been doing it with you. no. Sorry, mate.
That's okay.
Okay, so we've actually got 5 items of correspondence. Okay. 5 of our items of correspondence. We had 4 emails and 1 private message through Facebook. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one, I've picked out 2 that were directed at you because they were all bar 1 based on 1 part of last week's pod and 1 particular subject. Okay. So the first one, is from Mel. Dear Santo, will you grow a beard? Okay.
Would I grow a beard?
With insightful questions like that, it's no wonder we're fucking sort of floundering about in the shallows. Will you grow a beard? Now, there are a few other ones based on a couple of other, bits and pieces, but since that, I thought that was great. When I read that, will you grow a beard? I just thought this is, people are just taking the piss now. There was another one that was on a similar subject that I will read, and it's a little bit more detailed. Dear Santo and Joel, I, like Joel, am follicularly challenged.
Right now.
Well, I actually do have hair. It's just not very, there's not much of it. So yeah, thanks anyway. I too am extremely jealous of your generous mop of hair, Santo. My question is in reference to the color of everything else. I'm torn as to whether or not you're actually being honest. So will you grow a beard for the pod?
Can do.
Santo is going to grow a beard for the pod. That's
Can do. You can see a bit
fantastic.
of it now. There you go. It's starting to get white now. Of
Excellent.
course, I'll grow a beard. Not a problem.
So,
It's white. It's
yeah, well, it sounds like people
weird.
aren't quite believing that, mate.
Not a problem. Like I said to you, I put whatever you like to bet, whatever you're in. I've had there's a couple of gentlemen at work, same thing. They said, bet whatever you like. They will think I dye my hair. I said, I don't.
Okay. Well, mate, this didn't come from me. I
Yeah, I'll
believe
grow
you.
up. No problem. I'll give
And
you 2 weeks' worth if you want. Yeah, I'll grow. I've got no problem.
the
I'll
state
leave
of
it. I
your.
tell you what, next week you'll. I'll leave it till next week, next Friday.
How about we push it a little bit further?
All right.
How about we. Santo has to grow a beard. What is it now? It's mid-April.
Oh,
How
fucking hell!
about late May?
All right,
So okay. You
done.
know what? When I'm in my new house, you can have a
Oh,
shave.
fucking hell.
Well,
When you're in your new house.
at the beginning of June.
May, June. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
Maybe.
six
Yeah,
weeks. Yeah,
that's all
you'd
right.
be
I'll
fine. You
do
look like a hobo, but you'd be
Lovey might get you. Lovey might get a shot. Sorry?
fine. What? She won't get a shock from you growing a beard. It happens slowly. She'll just go, "What are you doing? What are you doing, Santo?"
She thinks it's quite sexy at this stage.
Yeah, I get that from my missus. Okay, Santo. So let's
Yes.
get down to business here. Try and bring a bit
Yes.
of light to this world. We have in 100 days the Paris Olympics.
Oh God, yeah, the Olympics. Geez, they had the lighting of the torch the other day. TV. Was that in Greece?
Yeah, Greece or was it Japan? Oh, I
No,
don't know.
they did it. They did it out that way. Usually, they used to. They would use a like a magnifying glass to light the torch, but they couldn't do it for some reason. I can't remember what it was all. They did all the pomp and pageantry. So the torch has been lit, and it's going to make its way around all over the place by the time it gets to France. Is some of the Is it Parisians or French? Is it the Parisians?
Well,
Would you
no,
say
the
that?
Parisians are from Paris.
Paris, whatever it is. Yeah. So they were interviewing a few of them. Some people reckon they think that it might not be up to scratch. A lot of them are not happy about it. Oh, they're going to take over our city. And, they reckon the transport isn't going to be up to it. And so it'll be interesting to watch. And
You know
hopefully.
what?
Hopefully everyone will behave themselves. We won't get any dickheads.
Yes, well, let's definitely hope that. Now,
Yep.
listen, I have a bit of a controversial opinion on the Olympics.
Oh, God.
I think the Olympics are dying. The Olympics is dying a very, very slow and painful death. I think
Why do
that
you say this, Joel?
I say this because all of those big, carnivals, sports carnivals,
Yeah.
Brisbane, or no, well, actually, regional Victoria, pulled out of the Commonwealth Games. That's the second largest, meet. Remember they
What?
were meant to,
Regional
yes.
Victoria didn't pull out that I was going to say certain word. To our wonderful ex-premier, and I say that tongue in cheek. They canned it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we won the Olympics. They canned it, mate, because we don't have enough money because of our wonderful everything else they're spending it on. We're in debt.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah.
So they didn't pull out. They canned it.
Not only that, I'm fairly certain that the Paris Olympics, there was no one in the running for it except for Paris. I think that Paris just walked in and just said, oh, we'll take it. Look, I think that the Olympics, I remember when we won the Sydney 2000 Olympics, I can't remember the exact year. It must have been 1995 or 96, because I still remember I was at primary school and I left primary school in 1996, right? And I remember I was on the bus and I can't remember what her name was. You know, oh, we're getting up at 4 in the morning to listen to her, you know. And, you know, it was a massive deal. I remember myself and my dad, you know, we got up at like 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, turned on the TV and, you know, they made the announcement, you know, that Antonio Samaranch, I think his name was Juan Antonio Samaranch, you know, and the winner is Sydney. And we
Sydney,
fucking went, and there was John Fay was there going absolutely berserk, and I think it was that Fisher guy. Anyway, I have not experienced any hype or felt the electricity and the, you know, the anticipation of the Olympic Games for, I remember the last time I was even semi-excited was like in 2012. I think it was in Beijing or something. I just think that at the moment, you know, the way the world is, there are so many more important things. And I think people are sort of becoming more aware to the fact that there is so much more that money could be doing than being spent on the Olympic Games. I'm sorry, I actually can't see the Olympic Games being around for that much longer. I just can't.
I beg to differ. I bet. And that's okay. You feel like that. That's fair enough. I do agree. I understand where you're coming from with a lot of things that are going on in the world. I'm on the side of the fact that I think it brings people together. You know, it doesn't matter your religion or anything like that. It does bring people together and they can see an amazing spectacle like that. And I don't think it'll ever die. It's one of those things that'll always be there. Yes, they spend a shitload of money. Yes, they could probably spend it. I mean, it must cost absolutely billions. But I see it as something that people can, it's that moment in time, apart from just all the sports and, like, again, repeating myself, having everyone get together, say, you know what, humans can behave themselves when they really want to. Why does it take something like that? And I think I said this weeks ago, we're having a chat. Isn't it interesting that, and we saw this in just quickly what we touched on the first part of the pod, is why is it when the worst of humanity comes out, everyone forgets about who and what someone is and where they come from and just pitches in and helps. And that's my view on all that. I think it's an amazing spectacle. I have no doubt France will put on a great show like they do with everything else. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, look, I'm not at all saying that. Yeah, I don't like the Olympic Games. I love it.
No.
Yeah, me personally, I love being able to turn on the TV and watching all of these sports that you would normally sort of, you know, just kind of, you know, you'd know about, but you just think, how did that person get into that? How do you get into pole vaulting? You know what I mean? Pick up a stick and go, hang on, just use this to jump over the fence there, you know, like, or diving, like. I'm not particularly scared of heights, but I'll be fucked if I'm jumping off something that's 10 meters high and doing, you know, half a dozen flips and going headfirst into the water. Ain't happening. Physically psychologically, ain't happening.
I find that being, like I said to you, always into fitness, I'm always amazed what the human body can and can't do, and to watch what they can do. It's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic. you know, just
the gymnast.
I watch it out of in absolute awe of the creatures that we are, that we can do what we can.
Well, that blows my mind. I mean, not everyone, right? So
not everyone.
The gymnasts, right? They're the ones that absolutely just blow me away. Like,
oh, yeah.
How can you, like, I kind of think to myself, I'd just fucking get dizzy if I just sat there just going round and round and round. It's incredible. Like, just going round and round and jumping up in the air. Like, these guys, like, they can, the women are better, you know. They can jump, like, 2 meters in the air and do, like, three or four, like, twirls and shit. Like, it's insane. And that thing with the ball, like, I mean, it is.
It's lovely. It's amazing.
Well, it's poetry in motion, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful to watch. But now, that's where it helps not to be too tall either. You'll find most gymnasts, the girls, they're tiny. And it's a lower center of gravity, and what they can do, my God, Jesus.
No, I mean, for me, you know, 6'4" and 115 kilos, being a gymnast was always going to be out of the question. Like, I was
seeing you in a little lycra freaking outfit, Joel, that's just burnt my fucking retinas, mate. Well done.
Don't forget, I do that because I am a cyclist.
Yeah, that's true. No, we spoke about that the first time I saw you in your lycra. God. Yeah,
very, very, anyway. Very familiar with the lycra. But so there are a few sports. Well, okay, so first of all, a couple of reasons why I think that a lot of the larger spectacle sports are probably, you know, they're kind of a bit substandard. You know, things like tennis, golf, soccer. All right. The people who you're never going to get, well, I don't think, but I would have thought that these people essentially playing golf and tennis is their job. Okay. And naturally, you know, you're going to go where the money is. Right. Now, if you've got someone like, I think, what's his name? John Scheffler, the golfer that just won the Masters. I was actually watching it, but I can't remember because I've got so much other shit on my mind. You know, to win the Masters, you probably walk away with $10, $15 million prize.
More.
I'd imagine. More. Okay, more. You know, who in his right mind is going to, you know, break that continuity to go and play golf for the Olympics? And I think golf is an Olympic sport. I know tennis certainly is. And it's the same thing. You know, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, you know, Djokovic, Medvedev, you know, all those guys that are in the sort of top echelons of the ATP. I think that's what's the tennis thing anyway? Yeah, they're not going to fucking turn up at the Olympics. You know, they're not going to do that.
I'm not doing that.
No, what, for fucking free? Don't think so. Like, at the moment in the news, there is... At the moment in the news, there is talk about increasing the prize money for medal winners in Australia. So, like, if you've got, I don't know, someone who throws a javelin, all right, spear throwing, all right, you know, they win a medal, they might get 10 grand for a bronze, 15 grand for a silver, and 20 grand for a gold. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, that's not even...
Nope.
If someone said to me, you have to train for 4 years... All right, and if you get a bronze medal, you come third in the world in spear throwing, we'll give you 10 grand. I'd go, yeah, fuck no. I'm better off just going to work. You know what I mean?
I've always found that interesting when you got, I think, isn't it at the end they have the that big marathon? That's the final. That's the last race, right, of the Olympics. And I always thought, you know what? And you see the guy, like, you go back to what you said, some poor bastard that's trained for 4 years just for that one race, but just comes in last.
Oh, yeah.
I just go, you know what? Stuff it. I'll go in and I'll just, I'll just run. I'll end up last and just.
Yeah. But those guys, right? Especially the marathon runners, they are like properly. Like, I mean, they're incredible. So at my fittest, okay, and I'm not at my fittest, I'm probably about 10 to 12 kilos overweight to what I was just before COVID, right? I was weighing in at about 104 kilos, and that's a little bit too skinny for me, to be honest with you. But that's when I'm at my long distance. And I still run distance. Like, I'll still run five to eight Ks, you know, 3 to 4 times a week when I've got time. And at the moment, I'm averaging about 5 minutes 10 to 5 minutes 20 a kilometer. But my best, I was averaging 4 minutes 40. So that was roughly 30 seconds quicker a kilometer than what I'm doing now, right? Over 42 kilometers, those world-class marathon runners, they run like 3 minute kilometers. They are running 2 minutes faster every kilometer than I am, maintaining it over 42 kilometers. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, but if you've seen them, they look like broomsticks. There's nothing of them. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, you got the Kenyans and, you know, people like this, people like them, when I say people like them, as in where they come from, it's their bread and butter. They do that all the time, in, you know, whether it be in the heat or whatever, and they just phenomenal athletes. And I think in some of these countries, if they do win gold or whatever it is, not like us, they get really well looked after. So it's within their interest to do exceptionally well at the Olympics. With us, it's like, oh yeah, what's the name, won a gold or whatever it is. They might get a bit of sponsorship selling parcel or rice or something like that, but
yeah. That's a classic one, isn't it?
It is. Well, that's what they do. Yeah, they get a, I think you're some foursome. You might be old enough to remember them. You know, I think they
golden
were doing
circle.
Golden Circle and all those type of things, and they just disappear into the ether. But hey, look, it's discipline.
So for those of you who might be a little bit too young and international listeners, all right, we had a 4-man rowing team called the Awesome Foursome, and these guys were unbeatable, absolutely unbeatable. All right. And when they got back, the best thing that happened to them was they got the opportunity to advertise canned fruit.
Yay. Wow.
Golden Circle. That's right. I forgot all about that. That's insane.
That's about it. That's as good as it's going to get.
What about the introduction of new sports? So I know.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, go on.
For Tokyo, they introduced skateboarding.
I don't mind the old skateboard. I used to love skateboarding when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Skateboarding's great.
It is. Skateboarding is great. Unless you're a collarbone or a ulna or a radius bone in your arm. Because it always seems that skateboarders, they're always breaking their ulna, their radius, or their collarbones. But what I wanted to bring in, right, or bring up, was the introduction of what I like to call proper sports. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I know. Now Joel's going to be divisive.
Well, this year we've got one of the new ones, break dancing and surfing, I think we've got this year, the new ones.
Yep. Proper sports. I don't know what they're going to do surfing, you know, for surfing if the Olympics are held in, like, say, Dubai. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's ocean in Dubai, but there's no surf. Yeah. Those guys from Dubai, they just go and spend $1 billion and make a massive wave pool. They wouldn't give a fuck. They've probably already got one. In case they have the Olympics one day.
They just had a rainstorm over there. Did you see it last couple of days over in Dubai or whatever it was? Yeah. They just had the amount of the joints flooded.
Yeah. Yeah, they're blaming it on cloud seeding. So they get silver iodine or something and sprinkle it in the clouds and it's meant to draw moisture or something. But
you gotta love humans are trying to control shit. Fucking hell, behave yourselves, people. Bloody hell.
I know, it's a desert
anyway,
for a reason.
Go on.
Okay, so skateboarding, proper sport.
Yes.
Surfing, proper sport. Breakdancing, proper sport. Did I say breakdancing? Of course, fucking breakdancing, proper sport. Darts. Not a proper sport.
I love darts.
Yeah.
Can I have darts? If we're going to have darts, you've got to be able to get on the piss when you're doing it at the Olympics like they do in England.
but that is exactly... Okay, so for me, I associate sport with something that requires, you know, fitness. You know, it requires to be mentally switched on. You know, something that is slightly strenuous, whether it be a slow muscle twitch or a fast muscle twitch. When I say that, you know, a sprinter have, you know, they've got, you know, fast muscle twitches where they can expend a lot of energy in a short amount of time, whereas slow muscle twitch, you know, marathon runners, you know, you can't just have some guy who weighs fucking 200 kilos throwing darts around. It's not a sport. They're not breaking a sweat. You know, they're not, you know, it's true. It's true.
We're supposed to. Oh, come on, listen, Cap. We've got to be bloody inclusive now, mate. We can't remember where we are. What the world's doing now? You can't. What's the word I'm looking for?
You can't exclude. No one can be excluded.
Exclude. Has to be excluded. So you know, you can't fat shame and things like that. God forbid.
Yeah. Well, exclusion. All right. Is something that I wanted to bring up when it comes to the Olympics as well. Okay. So we've got. So we have, now this is just an idea. This is just an idea.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great idea, but it's just an idea. So you've got the Olympics. You've got the Paralympics, all right?
Yep.
Which I actually always thought para stood for paraplegic Olympics, but it's not. It's actually the parallel Olympics because it's always, you know, right next to, I just assume paraplegic. But then again, not everyone is paraplegic in the Paralympics. Now, you also have the Gay Olympics, okay?
Yeah.
Totally fine. I completely support it, all right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
This is my idea. I think that we should have an Olympic Games where not only is it acceptable to take performance-enhancing drugs, but it is also encouraged, okay? So rather than...
It's coming. You're doing it.
Good. Good. And so I want to see people running the 100 meters in 4 seconds. You know, I want to see people, instead of deadlifting 300 kilos, I want to see them, you know, deadlifting 2 minutes. You know, I want to see people, you know, swimming and leaving like a wake behind them. Like, just, I want to see people taking so much drugs, so many drugs. I want to see them so pumped up that they are doing things that are considered superhuman. I think if the future of the Olympic Games is going to be fruitful and going forward and still remain popular, it is going to have to be through performance-enhancing drugs. Otherwise, it's going to slowly die its death.
Well, it's coming. I think it's later on this year or next year, and I'll look it up and I can't remember. There is a name for it that they're doing it. There's something that it's not the Olympics. It is going to be across, I don't know how many different sports, but basically they're going to have I don't know how long it's going to run over, but basically all these people who do steroids, and it's going to be an open slather basically on what you're talking about. I don't know what sports it's going to cover, and it's coming. So I think people... Yeah, I think there's going to be more of that to see. Look, mate, if that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. Yeah, I think it'd be great to see how far people can push it. I mean, it happens you've got the world's strongest man and a few other sports that I'm pretty sure those sort of things are involved.
Yeah, perhaps maybe bodybuilding. There might be a bit of that in bodybuilding.
That's why that's not in the Olympics.
Now, why do they paint themselves brown? Why is that?
Well, it's to show off the muscles even more. It's more definition.
But why do you have to be painted fucking brown? Why can't you just go out and go, right, here's my body. Yeah, I'm white. You know, or whatever.
Because it won't show all the definition in the muscles. I mean, you know, for me, the golden era of bodybuilding for me was the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. You see those guys compared to the massive bohemus and the bloated looking blokes you see now. Yeah, very different. People like Frank Zane and all those guys were beautiful to look at. Oh. You know, they were aesthetically pleasing. They were. But that's okay. That's your opinion. That you got yours and I got mine. But it was nice to see.
Well, it is.
Man,
yeah. Look,
I digress.
Look, it is incredible to see, you know, what state a human body can get to. But I just think it's weird. I think it's weird. Like, to have a body like that, it's just not practical. Like,
there is a guy that he's on YouTube. You've never, I don't, I have yet to see his face, and he's making waves around the world. He's from Queensland, and I think he's an ex-army guy. He's 6'8", and you always see the back of him. You never see the front of him. He's always in work boots, like khaki pants and just a shirt. And the feats of strength that this guy is doing, lifting, is frightening.
Oh, well, he's 6'8". He's frightening as it is, mate. Like, 6'8" is
right. No, we're talking squatting for 300 to 400 kilos.
Oh, fuck
like
that.
As if it was nothing. He's throwing shit around, and like even Joe Rogan and these guys have been talking about. He's from Queensland. You can look him up, and you never see his face. But he trains with just farm machinery and all this type of gear. And yeah, no, he's just Jesus. He's a monster of a man. Yeah,
yeah right. Yeah.
He's definitely not an athlete, but you never see him without a top or anything. He's just work boots, khaki pants, or just work pants, and a shirt, and like a work shirt. But
were you ever? So you hit me. I mean, I've known you for 12 years, right? You've always been someone who, you know, is very fit. You know, takes a lot of pride in your appearance. You know, I remember when we were up in Newcastle together. You know, you and I went for a little run up Fingal Bay together.
You had a smart ass comment. You said, "Do you run all right for an old bloke?" Because I kept up with you big buffhead. But yeah, anyway, go on.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I'm the old bloke. Did you ever dabble in bodybuilding? Because you hit me as someone who would have kind of.
When I was younger, I did steroids a little bit. I tried it out. It didn't agree with me. And that was just because I was just in a hurry, like all these young blokes are, to get bigger. And that was my main aim, is just to get bigger and bigger. But it never, I tried it. I still enjoy it now. But now it's just, the older you get, you just change. No, the bodybuilding, yeah. So now it's just mainly for strength. It's aesthetically, I mean, look, I don't do it for that. I'm not one for taking my top off and all that sort of gear. Maria always says, "Why don't you take it down?" Very rare you'll see me with t-shirts and things in public. I'm always got long sleeve on and things like that. Sorry?
We'll never see
you. I've never been one for even something like this. When you asked me to do this, a potty, I went, bugger it, I'm getting older. So now I'll just try anything.
I still,
even at the gym, it's fun to watch. Even the other 2 days ago when I was there, it's fun to watch the young guys go around and they're all looking in the mirror and skinny. But that's what it is. That's okay. That's all right. I mean, that's what it's all about.
So I'm just going to.
They all can be YouTubers. TikTok.
So you know something. I've had a gym membership for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And I hated every moment of it. I generally do not lift. I do not lift weights. My exercise regime completely revolves around cycling and running. And up until last year, playing rugby, and up until the end of COVID, playing Aussie rules football. Yeah, I've always played team sports, right? I walked into a gym because I think I had an ex-girlfriend about years ago who convinced me to join, you know, Anytime Fitness or some bullshit. And I walked in there and I was absolutely just, I was taken aback. The arrogance and the, like, I couldn't, these were people that, like, I had actually recognized outside of, you know, and I saw what they were doing. And It seemed that a large part of going to the gym is looking at yourself in the mirror while you flex and make noises. Like these guys were looking in the mirror and go, you know, and lifting, going, and I'm fucking sitting there going, are you guys aware of what you're doing? Like, this is the sort of shit that you would see, you know, on social media. And people going, fucking check this dick out, you know, like it was, and not only that, a lot of them weren't even that, like, yeah, they weren't even that, like, they didn't look strong. Like, you know, when you see someone, they've got like veins and shit, you know, in their forearms and, you know, in their biceps and stuff. These guys had no, they're just standing in the mirror, like skinny little dudes going, oh. It was fucking insane.
They're having a go. Look.
Yeah. Anyway,
I always horses for courses. Yeah. I was everybody is different. All I can tell you is, as you get older, you just change. The difference is that I think with young people today, it's all about how they look, and that's okay because that's where they are at that point in time in their life. As they get progress, and they'll meet someone, man, young girls or young boys, they'll meet someone and they get comfortable. They either keep going to the gym or they don't. Someone like yourself, someone like me, I've done it all my life, being a swimmer, being a runner. I've just been around fit. For me, it's like breathing. For me, it's like getting up and making a coffee. If I don't do it, I feel like it's part of me. But I just do it. But as I've gotten older, and I've said this before, I've just changed. And I go into the gym and you see all these people. Because today, you can tell the ones that have been watching TikTok, and especially the girls, it's all about the butt. You know what I mean? They're all doing butt lifts, you know, all these other to make their butt look bigger. I mean, God forbid about having a personality, but as long as my butt looks good, that's their main concern. So do you know what I mean? I'm hardly wearing any clothes, and you just, yeah, whatever. So I go there, I put my headphones set on, leave it, listen to our podcast or music. I put my head down. I know what I've got to do for 20 minutes. Don't talk to me. 25 minutes. I do my strength exercises and I've gone. I'm out of there. I'm done. I'm done. You know, so look, yeah, but look, I understand. And then you look at it and some people go, well, why are you lifting these weights? What, just to look good? What do you need it for? But as you get, again, as you get older, for me, it's being able to get up and down off the floor, get up and down off a chair, to lift things, to push things. I need this piece of machinery called my so-called body to work as long as it has to.
Yeah.
Because I see too many people, even our age, your age, that are fucked.
Yeah. And you know what? I reckon that's where my body is going to let me down. I reckon it's not going to be up here. It's not going to be the drive. It's going to be, you know, the knees or the ankles or something like that. But anyway, look, I actually really liked, and we unfortunately last week had to cut the pod short due to just, I can't even fucking remember what happened. I think we were just having a bad time. So the social media thing and, you know, the standards that it sets on young people to look a certain way, conversation that we are going to have next time. In the meantime, I think we should probably leave it there. I'm not entirely sure what we're going to do with the first half of this pod. I'll have to listen back to
it. I reckon we just push, but I was thinking maybe we just push this through. Don't worry about the first half.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll talk about it after the pod. But anyway, look, in the meantime, thank you very much, Santo. Keep those emails rolling in. joelcarpin@gmail.com. And I hope you all have a lovely day. Stay cool and be kind to each other. And we'll see you on the next episode of Settle Down Society. And
my beard will be whiter.
Santo's growing his beard. That'll keep you all coming back. So,
oh, Jesus.
Thank you very much once again.